Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
Hey, Wood for Confirm Podcast Network. Confirm.
Really just smut when he get off at Molly. Look at his cup. He got that Molly in his cup. He don't never take his cup, man. His cup. See, it ain't Alka-Seltzer. You see, it's just balling.
Whatever I'm drinking, he gave me.
Yeah. Nah, but keep it professional, man.
It's a long road dealing with vultures. Trapped in my ways when I'm going to overcome the bullshit. Never been a sucker, bitch. You caught up in the mix. We the last ones left, like Pac said in 96. Got a shady ass past, but I'm not Eminem. I'm in room D12 with a honey and a friend. These niggas in the way, light bread, no talent. And bitch, I'm in my bag. Everything I drop proper. And been sick for a while. I can probably use a doctor. And motherfuck the law.
Put him on the coast.
Big lazy.
Yes, sir. We live. This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big at my homie.
Your boy Lazy. Back with another.
And we back with another legend.
Yes, sir.
A basketball legend.
Mm-hmm.
Is it true you dropped 50 in the game, man? Is that true? I've been hearing you, man. You didn't drop 50. Then at halftime, you switch teams and drop another 50, man.
I ain't never dropped 50 yesterday. Probably 40.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Who was that against?
This was in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was against No.
What middle school did you go to?
I went to JCTMS.
Okay.
Kicked out of there. Went to Johnson, got kicked out of there.
Damn.
Nah, they strict there. And then I went to TT Knight.
You want to know what's crazy? I got kicked out of TT Knight.
Bro, TT Knight almost kicked me out too.
Like, what y'all doing to get kicked out of these schools, man?
I fought twice and they kicked me out. And how ironic, this was sixth grade. The principal that kicked me out of TT Knight was the principal freshman year at Western.
Oh, wow.
As soon as I seen him, he was like, man, I ain't gonna have no problem out of you. And I was like, I don't know.
Nigga, you might, nigga. You know what I mean?
Nah, for real though, shit. But hey, man, so ball is life, man. You know what I'm saying? How much fun did you have, you know what I'm saying, playing basketball growing up, bro?
Well, it was fun because, like...
Bring your mic up a little bit. There you go.
It was fun because, like, bro, you get, basketball gives you, like, a whole different experience for everything. Like,
yeah.
With mm-hmm. traveling.
Right.
And, like, I'd be playing with NBA players.
Yeah.
And it was fun for real. It had some times where I was like, fuck basketball.
Yeah.
Like, what times did those? Because I remember you said something about... Like, you hate your coach because he was a jerk. You said something.
Oh, yeah. Three Rivers, boy. I wanted to quit so bad. Like,
damn.
My first day up there, they was on some bullshit. Like, that's how coaches are. They'll recruit you. They be all nice.
Mm-hmm.
And you saying you get up there, like, they hold attitude switching. And I had an old racist coach.
Damn.
Yeah, he was racist.
I hear about a lot of that. Like, he's old, stuck in their ways.
Yeah, he got in the Hall of Fame, like the actual Hall of Fame.
What's the coach's name?
His name is Gene Best.
Okay.
He's probably damn near 100 years old.
God, wow. He's still living?
I don't know how. He was so racist. He had a drill where he hung a ball on a rope off the rim. And he'll be like, yeah. Like, pull it. And we'll have to jump and get the ball out. The first time he said that, I stopped like, bro, what the fuck?
Is he out?
What? I got some monkey circus monkeys or something, right. Man.
Damn.
I was like, what the fuck? He was like, take off. I'm like, so you want to know.
Oh, wow.
Man, I hear that all the time, though, about, like, playing through AAU and traveling. That, you know, even if you don't go to the league, you playing with some of the people that, you know what I'm saying, we going to watch on TV one day.
Yeah. Like, I play with a lot of people that's in the league now. Like, I played with Rondo, and, like, he's, like, open gyms.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dante Smith. D'Angelo. I play with Devin Booker, Opie Toppin. Like, this is in D'Lo's camp, too. Like,
uh-huh.
He bring all the celebrities around, so that'd be fun.
Yeah, that sounds fun, man. I wish I could hoop.
Like, what was your first, like, first time you went against somebody, like, And I'm like, damn, like, I'm, you know what I mean? This nigga's cold. Like, it's
when they first, Leroy, he coached at Seneca. He brought me up there to play against Rondo in, like, an open gym. And I'm guarding him and shit. He did something to where he hit me. Like, he went to the basket and his shoulder hit my chest. And I flew all the way to the wall.
Rondo?
Damn.
Man, shout out to Rondo, man.
Little techniques, man. Rondo's a legend, man.
Nah, he really is. And he's cool. Like, people think he's stuck up. He's actually cool.
Bro. Yeah.
I think he's quiet in the state to himself. That's all
I think he's just like, you know what I'm saying? He ain't the over-the-top type of guy, you know? He gonna show you love, but... Like the paparazzi and shit like that, that'll get to you too. You know, motherfuckers talking about you. You got to see him in press conferences and shit. But Rondo, I feel like his game is just technical. He, you know what I'm saying? He was going up and he's one of them guys that'll go down there with them trees. And, you know.
He's so smart, though.
Like, yeah.
His IQ's different. Like, he threw me a oop from damn near beyond half court and it was perfect. And I missed. Because I was just so shocked, though. I'm like, bro, what the hell?
Yeah.
Like, how did you get it like that? And do it, like, underhand. Like, yeah, I'm like, bro, he's different.
And you missed it?
Yeah, I missed. Man. I was just too excited. Like, damn, like, not too many people get to play with him. You feel me?
Facts. Facts.
That was exciting.
Sports will definitely take you places that, you know what I'm saying, certain things can't take. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's a wild thing right there, man. So, go ahead.
I'm going to ask you this. So, you think you can give, like, you know, an NBA team right now, like 10 minutes, 5 minutes off the bench, like a backup?
For sure. After what I seen I could do against some NBA players, I'm like, bro, like, ain't no way I can't give him 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, just something, nothing crazy. Like, maybe eighth, ninth man. On the, you know what I mean? Maybe not, even 7.
I'm guaranteed going to score. Like,
there you go.
And it's a young man's game right now. Like, if you can run,
Nah,
you got a shot.
They proved that with Indiana Pacers. They got a young team.
Yes, they do.
You just tell how they was moving fast. Yes. I'm like, damn.
And confident. Like, you know, Boston's my team, but that, man, that hurt. That in-season shit, I wasn't even a fan of the tournament or nothing, but damn, it's like when they got closer down to it and your teams, and I'm like, shit, we might get this shit.
Yeah, nah, when I watched that, I wasn't paying attention at first until, like, they was like, it's the semifinals. I'm like, oh, shit, let me tune in real quick.
Yeah,
which I think of. I think at no shot at LeBron, I think that's the cheesy in-season tournament.
Yeah.
The fact that you got to conging something up to make the fans interested, you know, the players. I don't know, bro.
That's, like, I mean, it's all it is, too.
Yeah.
I thought it was pointless, too, until they said it was a $500,000 bonus.
Real talk.
Yeah. I'm like, damn. Then LeBron yesterday, he was like, we got people that make minimum wage. He was like, we basically did it for them. I was like, yeah, that's real.
Right. Yeah, that's real. I mean, money on the line is on.
And I seen a stat. If you factor in the taxes and California taxes, they clearing a little over $2,000 after the $500,000.
God damn, we got to play some more games.
You got federal tax. you got federal tax, you got the California tax, and then some other tax that you hit three times. And California is the highest tax state.
Fuck.
They tax it like 24%.
They were a foul exempt.
Man. I'm telling you.
Sheesh.
Hey, the fans will throw you under jail for that type of money.
Nah, for real.
But I don't know, bro. I think it's strictly for that, though, for the entertainment. Because, I mean, basketball is not the same. It's just not. It's just not. And people say it's the players, but I think it's just the game, the rules. It's like football.
I think the refs is making it soft.
Yeah.
It is, man. It really is. Like, the NBA, and they don't call travel. What the fuck they don't call travel no more?
I don't know why they don't call it travel. I done seen hella people travel.
Yes.
Every time I see a Giannis highlight, is he's traveling.
Yeah, like he's taking them three long steps. I'm like, bro.
I see him. They said, oh, he's a freak of nature. He took one dribble from three quarters court. He took two dribbles before he bounced the ball. Bounced the ball one time and took three more, bro. Yeah. I'm like, that's travel. I don't care how long your strides is. You can't go three quarters court with one dribble, bro.
Yeah. Nah.
You can't.
Nah, I mean, the game is just different now, bro. Like you said, if the refs can dictate the game, it's just not it's not fun to watch. You know what I'm saying? Then they call some stuff here that they won't call down there, which you're going to have bad calls. You're going to have missed calls. But it's like damn, especially in, like, football now, man. I'll be like, dog,
this
is not fun to watch, man. A big hit, you'd be like, ooh, 20-yard penalty. What the god damn?
Yeah, nah, football's soft too now.
Yeah, it definitely is, man. I think a lot of that though, like, I love LeBron, but Bron, it's Bron's game. It's played how Bron wants it played. Real team ball, real, you know what I'm saying, camaraderie. It's not that rugged you know what I'm saying, yeah. game no more. And Bron changed that. I think Bron played in that last little bit of the era of, you know, he played with all the greats, damn near the greats of our time.
I was watching a highlight the other day. It was Kobe and McGrady going at it. It's like 2003,
2004. Yeah, I remember that.
At mid-range, just Kobe had that bag. That turnaround mid-range, like, you don't see that.
Mid-range, it's the best shot in
It is,
in
bro. Basketball.
Yeah, especially if you can get it going all night. Penny did, too. Penny had a mean...
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B Fines. And we're excited to announce our collaboration with Flir. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And if you use, I'm not going to lie to you, if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check, and the link's going to be in the description. In the comments, go check that out. Flir, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map.
Rasheed Wallace said, y'all worried about threes and Mook. Just get buckets.
Yeah.
If you getting that mid-range at 18-footer, you getting buckets, bro.
Yeah.
I had to work on my mid-range for a while because in college, like, they were stopping all like going to the basket shit because everybody's collapsing.
Then you got bigger niggas on the team.
Yeah, I went from playing at Southern versus like mediocre people let me get to the basket. Then my first college game, I'm playing against two D1 athletes.
No, sir.
I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
So you say you played high school at Southern, right? Like, who? And as far as local in Kentucky, who's the best person you ever played against? I played with. Well, played with and played against.
In Kentucky?
Yeah, like as far as, you know.
Probably David Sloan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He was nice.
Is that Devon? Is that Devon Sloan's peoples?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Devon went to Wagner with us, didn't he?
Yeah. Yep. He played here for a little bit, then he went to Taylor County.
Okay. Now I'm thinking of somebody else then. Okay. And who else?
Let's see. Probably Sean East.
Sean East?
Yeah, he played for Missouri right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's what's up. What high school did he play for?
He played at, where did Sean go? It might have been Wagner or Fern Creek. One of them.
Mm-hmm.
He went to New Albany. He played with Romeo Langford. He won the championship.
Okay, yeah. Where he at now, Romeo? I thought he was going to be better. But why you laugh like that, man?
Oh, just the way you said it.
Nah, serious business. I think because he was coming to Louisville, and I think that kind of.
I feel like Indiana fucked him up.
Think so?
Yeah, I feel like they changed his game. Yeah, they changed his game. I feel like they tried to put too much muscle on him to where it fucked up his shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely can.
Slowed you down?
It definitely can. If you, what team would you see yourself if say they like, shit, we're going to give him a 10-day contract? What would be your dream team to go play for right now?
Dream team? It got to be the Lakers.
Right now?
Yeah, because who wouldn't want to play with LeBron?
Facts.
You think he's better than Jordan?
Yes.
Ah, I know he
is. Yes, for sure. I never really liked Jordan.
Yeah.
Because one time he was down here for Derby. I tried to get an autograph. I was a kid. He looked me up and down. I'm like, all right, fuck you.
Yeah, he's not the best of person. I'm not going to lie.
He's weird.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I ain't never really like him.
I seen this, so don't quote me. But it was just saying how everybody that came into the league has never been the number one from the beginning. Kobe was dropping 6-7 points a game starting out. You know what I'm saying? Jordan didn't have no team. It was just Jordan down there and a bunch of old niggas. You know what I'm saying? All these cats, bro. Shaq came in with, you know, he kind of played with Penny. So he kind of had a nice little duo. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. LeBron's been king from day one.
Yeah,
he ever even stepped on the court, they were saying, hey, man, it's a dude that's going to come, that can come in the league right now from high school.
Chosen one.
And play. Yeah. And everybody be like, unanimously, yeah, he's the one.
I don't think LeBron ever had a bad season.
No.
Never.
No. Now, we can get in our feelings and say, because I was a whole nother type of LeBron fan before he went to Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was one of them. I'm a Celtics fan, so I had a reason to hate LeBron, but I didn't. But when he did that, I was like, man, he's too great for that. But then I didn't get, like, even the mental aspect of wanting to get out of your The motherfucker never left. He a billionaire.
Yeah.
And a young nigga, and he ain't never left Cleveland.
Yeah. I don't fault him for leaving. The only thing I got is just he's not better than Jordan.
Mm.
Y'all can say all the he played 20 years, but still.
His shoes ain't.
Show ain't. Nah, Jordan did less in more time. He did more in less time.
He did. He did.
I wasn't old enough to watch Jordan, though.
I wasn't really old enough either. I caught the last end, though. I was like 8 or 9 in like 98. So I ain't going to say I was the biggest fan, but. Just because
we got Jordan. Yeah, we got Jordan. We got YouTube. We got ESPN, old school, you know. But my thing is about it is the competition, like they said, the game was different back then. Man, look at the motherfuckers that Brian had to go through.
Yeah.
He's going through, come on, the best Dirk, the best Steph Curry, KD, the best KD.
Paul George.
He's going against all of these. And then early on, let's even his Cleveland days, when everybody was still in the league, you still had stars in the league when he came in.
Yeah.
Kobe, T-Mac. When he first came in, he's all about Vince Carter.
Yeah. Paul George was that guy for a minute.
Oh,
man, I've always hated Paul George.
Until he broke his leg, I was hurt.
I hated him before. I hated him before that.
I thought he was like next up, bro. He ain't been right since that leg.
Nah, young,
right.
See, he used to kill. But when it's time to go play LeBron and knock this nigga the fuck off, the most exciting person to watch in the game is Lance Stephenson. I like Lance more than him. Because Lance is going at Bron.
Yeah.
Fuck it. LeBron going to do you. LeBron going to do his thing. But to come back, to come fighting, Paul George is airballing and shit. Roy Hibbert, get the fuck out of here.
What y'all think about Draymond Green? I think he need to be out the league.
I don't know. I'm not a fan of him, bro.
Like, I got a love-hate relationship with Draymond.
He choked, bro, out.
Yeah.
And then he knocked out Jordan Poole. Like, come on, bro. You doing a little too much.
I think he does everything but play.
Yeah, literally.
Because as soon as he grabbed the ball, it's passed. You feel me? I understand. You the first when Draymond first got in the league, I liked Draymond. From the moment he
was
beat.
Humble.
When he beat U of L,
yeah.
I was like, damn, that nigga's cold. He ain't even that big. Then when he came into the league, he would shoot. He would get buckets. You know what I'm saying? Then he just turned into a
passer, hard screen, kicking nigga in the nuts.
Come on, man.
Then you run KD off. I don't like that nigga at all, bro. I swear to God, I don't, bro. Bro, just imagine if he didn't run KD off. The Warriors are one fucking 10 champ. He fucked up a dynasty because he can't keep his mouth shut.
KD fucked that up by going, fucked himself up by going there. I don't respect no.
You can't.
Yeah.
You a sixth man on the court. They do not need you, KD. He's literally like the sixth man. Though. Like you seen the sixth man. The sixth man was a ghost.
I'm gonna ask you this. So he was a free agent, right? He didn't get traded there. It wasn't working with Westbrook. I cannot knock anybody for not wanting to play with Westbrook.
Facts.
Where was he supposed to go?
Let's go back though.
Orlando?
Who called him when he got ejected? LeBron got Draymond ejected. Because maybe he called him. And that's a whole other thing about LeBron.
They went on. KD
it's
on
LeBron.
Team.
It's LeBron's league. It's before that. It's the year before. This is how you know it's LeBron's league. They sat Draymond down after the game was over because Bron came out and said, he called me a bitch.
Yeah.
We don't do that. The next morning, Draymond Green's sitting in the playoff game the next game. Who Draymond called? They said he called KD. Like, man, look, fuck this nigga. Next year you come play with us. Then you don't want the nigga playing with y'all. Like,
but yeah,
like I said, he do everything but hoop.
But listen though, you fought KD for going. But where was he supposed to go though, bro?
Indiana.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
Your own team.
Come to Boston.
Team around you.
Ain't no.
You know,
I was just mad because I knew they was gonna win the championship.
I'm bro.
Come on. He's like I said, he was a sixth man on the court that niggas don't need you. You already got what you need. And you got to worry about KD. KD, if you watch that game closely, when he closed it out on him. It seemed like he was unguardable. You got to worry about Steph. You got to worry about Clay. You got to worry about. Then you got this nigga hitting half court shots too.
They say nobody like playing with Chris Paul though.
I wonder why though. Chris is one of my favorite niggas.
He run his mouth too much. I'm glad Rondo
hit
him in his mouth.
Oh yeah, Rondo did. And he spit on
y'all
him.
Y'all like Chris Paul?
And he spit on him. I fuck with Chris Paul though.
Uh-huh.
I just feel like, I don't know. Chris Paul just seemed like one of them niggas that I would love to have on my team.
Yeah.
Little nigga that could do a little bit of everything, but
when?
You know, yeah.
So where you put Chris Paul at? Is your all time? Is he top 5 point guards all time?
No.
Top 10?
No.
Ah,
I really don't like dude
at all.
No. He just be doing too much. complaining too much. And I'm Team Rondo, so yeah, Rondo don't Rondo fuck too. With you, I don't fuck with you.
Yeah.
I'm glad he hit him in his mouth, though.
He did, and he spit on him. He spit on him a little bit, and he was like, hey. And
Rondo was like, yeah. He did spit on him, though. I said, that's
that was
a
that was the game Nip stood up.
Yeah.
Nip was like, hold on.
That's a legendary
That gotta
moment.
Be some underlying shit, though. That gotta be some.
Nah, I, oh, yeah, I feel like they got some real
yeah,
blood.
They do. Yeah, they do. I mean, I don't fault Chris Paul for not winning though. Like, god damn, man, you had they got everything they had could have up there at the Clippers.
You know, every time Chris Paul was about to win, they put Scott Foster on his officiating games. Remember, he was about to go up. The Suns about to go up 2-0. We get some Milwaukee.
Ain't that the one he's
and a referee? He's always getting into it with. Yeah,
he said something about his son.
Yep,
that's what he said. He said it's personal.
Yeah, he says.
2 years ago, when Milwaukee's about to go to the what you call it, the Suns about to go up 3-0. When it was game three, and they was up 2-0. Scott Foster. They put Scott Foster on the game, lost by a dub. Bro, you can look this shit up. I don't see how he keep getting away with it,
that
bro.
That shit's fucked up.
It is. So have you ever, like, I'm going to ask you, because I referee sometimes, too. Have you ever, like, this is a two-part question. Have you ever ran across, like, a, I'm going to say a dirty, crooked referee, but you know what I mean? Like, yeah. You getting bad calls, you maybe mumble something under your breath. Have you experienced like a dirty player? Like,
hell yeah. Like, especially when I went to Wabash school in Illinois, there was this one ref, bro. It's like he just always wanted to fuck with me for no reason.
Yeah.
Like, I dunk and I say something like just being hype. He'd be like, watch your mouth or I'm gonna tack you up. I'm like, damn. Like, then you had somebody come down the court, call us a bitch ass nigga, and he's like, just play. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I couldn't hoop with a bad ref. I'm getting ejected.
Y'all a ref before?
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah, my God. I have before.
I'm getting ejected.
One of the parents, she was like, you fucking suck. And I was like, eat a dick.
For real.
What's it, Mid-America? Mid-Baby? They the worst.
Nah, they be on, but.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be able to do it, man.
You got to have thick skin.
I'm getting ejected.
I was getting roasted. I was all type of fat motherfuckers, bro.
Damn.
Ah, God. And, like, you know, when you get a call sometimes, you switch sides. I'm just waiting for a call, like, and we got a couple calls. And, like, you know, it was only one side with the parents. It was, like, one of them small, like, it was, like, a little small Catholic school. It was only one side with the parents. So if I'd have been over there, I wouldn't have heard it. But I couldn't. I was on that whole second half, bro. I was on that side.
There
I was
ain't really nothing you could do, neither.
Ain't nothing you can do, either. Like, damn.
But me, I didn't give a fuck. I was like, bro, you dick.
Yeah, I didn't.
Like, what did you say? I was like, you heard me. No, I just kept on.
Damn. Right. I would hate that shit, dog, because the game is always dictated by how good the ref calls play. Calls. And I just don't think it should. Like, somebody's going to hate me because I'm not cop. I'm going to be like a cop. If I was a cop, I'd probably barely put people over. If I was a ref, like, play through it. Play ball. So how you going to hear it? Like, come on. Let's get this shit going.
The Dirt Bowl got the worst refs.
You think so? Man.
Hell yeah. Nah, it's only a few good refs. Like, Frank, he's a good ref. Tracy, he has his days.
You saw light-skinned Frank? I mean, white Frank?
White Frank, yeah.
Yeah, bald head.
Yeah. I fuck with him.
And then, I mean, his little class. Ref junkies?
Yeah.
I went his class a time or two.
And then Tracy, he's a good ref. There's a lady. She's a judge.
Uh-huh.
She's a good ref, too.
She's a judge?
Yeah.
Damn.
She's actually a good ref.
They said, like, the refs in the NFL, I seen, like, a little documentary about it years ago. They was talking about their salaries and saying what most of them are, like, retired doctors or, you know, lawyers. Yeah. They people that got money. Too, you know what I'm saying?
And it's like with the judge ref, like, you gotta watch what you say to her, cause you never know if you gotta
might
stand
see
in front
her.
Of her.
Yes, sir.
Ah, damn. You she's a black woman too.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
She's
yeah,
cool though. She's cool. I fuck with her.
Shout out to the refs, man. So, like, what's your experiences like dealing with in the Dirt Bowl? Like, do you like it? You coming back next year?
I don't know. I might. It was, I mean, last season was hard for us, for real, because we lost our big man, Don. He died in a car wreck, so, like,
them
last few games, I did not even want to play. Like, I didn't give a fuck that we lost. Like, once I looked up at the score and seen we was down by 6 Park Hill with 30 seconds left, I just took the ball and kicked it out the park.
Damn.
I'm going to show you a video. It was funny as fuck.
Damn.
I was like, fuck it. I didn't even care.
Who won it that year?
Oh, the East End. They won this year, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was still happy, though, because, for me, I got friends on the East End.
Yeah, I know. Because I remember you playing, like, I seen you playing with Newberg, and I swear I can see you on the East End.
That's what everybody get confused.
Yeah.
My first Dirt Bowl year, I played with Newberg. But then I went to school early.
Uh-huh.
And then when I came back, Newberg had a whole different roster. Like, they added so many people. So I'm like, fuck it, I'll play with the East End. Because, yeah, you feel me? Like, I fuck with Snot. Like, mm-hmm, he's, yeah, cool as fuck.
He is a cool nigga.
So I played with the East End. Then I was like, fuck it. After Red had died, I'm like, I'm going back to Newberg.
Yeah.
So, and then we won it that year, too.
Man, I ain't
so
been...
how many times you win it? Like, how many times?
I won it back-to-back. I won it after the year before COVID, and then we didn't have a season during COVID, and then I won it with Newberg when we beat the East End Championship.
That's what's up, man. Because I remember East End and Newberg was going back and forth for a little bit. Yeah.
I don't think no other team really been winning for real besides East End and Newberg. That's why I'm cool if
one
of us win, even though I wanted to win.
I ain't been to the Dirt Bowl in years. Probably 10 years.
Really?
I just ain't feeling it, bro. Like, I hate going into big crowds in the city right now, bro. Like,
Dirt Bowl's cool, though.
Dirt Bowl's probably one of the safest places.
They got cops down there.
They be deep, but, man.
Yeah, I've got
cities of motherfuckers right now.
I can do the outside. I'm not. I see what you're saying, but closed indoors, I can't really do it.
Especially for our games, bro, it was like on some, like, you gotta watch every move, even on the court, because you never know what.
You just never know. Period. Yeah. Like, we just live in a time where, man, it's just like, and plus you young, bro. Like, you younger than us. I ain't saying we old, but you see how one, it could be cool. You could be somewhere kicking it, chilling. Boom, boom, boom. You don't know what's going on.
And then you never, if you're on the court, you don't know where it's coming from.
Right. Where to run to, anything.
Because I remember one year it was this was before COVID, because it's like 2019. It was Park Hill versus Newberg. I swear half the hole was blue for Park Hill.
Nah, it's Park Hill versus East End.
Yeah, East
End. That's when I played with the East.
Yeah, then the whole other side was red. Y'all beat hell out of Park Hill that year.
Yeah, I did a 360 at the end of the game and threw the ball.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I remember you caught a dunk at the very beginning, too.
Yeah,
didn't you?
I think that's probably the hardest dunk I did. I tried to cock it back, like, all the way.
I see. I remember that. Yeah. I vaguely remember. I was right underneath the rim. We just,
You pulled through in the old school? Put old school out?
Ah, yes. Every chance I get, bro. If it ain't too, in like 100 degrees, I'm taking out those. It ain't got no air in it, so I'm bringing out the old school.
Man, you ain't going to never throw no D's on nothing?
No, I'm leaving it all original. I got a good dime. Remember one year, man. He just went up for an N1. I don't know. He had a vendetta against the ref or something. He was just pissed off at the ref that year.
Yeah, nah. Don ain't Don if he don't get a tech a game. He probably got the most techs in Louisville history.
Really?
Damn. Yeah. At the Dirt Bowl.
Yeah, no, he's crazy.
He didn't get an N1. He got a tough bucket underneath it. But he could have kissed the ref in the mouth. Dude's all like this. I'm like, damn, you can't call it. You got to call it tech or... some stand up for yourself or something. He was just giving the ref like, he'd get a bucket. What motherfucker? He was just giving that ref a hard time too. I know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know him personally then because I wasn't refing. I'm like, damn, bro. Like, I can take what you're saying seriously, but then again, I can't because I've seen your ass get punked the fuck. You know what I mean? Like, you're supposed to be the ref, bro. Like, you
can kick him straight out the game if you want.
Man, something, man. He was just. Man.
Don, he get a tech, boy. He's liable to kick a chair, he's liable to take the scoreboard. Don is funny.
Every time I see, good hooping, I just wish I could hoop. I've never been a hooper.
You can't hoop?
I mean, we can hoop. Like, we can go outside and hoop. We can go to the gym and hoop. Yeah. But, like, my nigga's dunking and shit like that. Like, I told my 12-year-old ain't never hooped, and he wanted to hoop this year. I'm like, listen, bro, it's some 12-year-olds right now that put you on TV. You know what I'm saying? I see a little 12-year-old coming down the court. Doo, 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 doo. I'm talking about I stopped on a dime. Dude just... He ain't touch him, no push off, nothing. Like,
there's a little ball's kid different. Play for Newberg. His name's CJ.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's tough.
What grade's he in?
I think he's only like 7th or 8th grade.
Oh, really?
But he's tough. He worked out with us in the summer because we used to work out and shit, like the little Newberg team.
Uh-huh.
We used to work out at Moore. He used to be up there with us. I like his game.
Oh, okay.
Game is just, and it's different now. Like,
His name's CJ.
CJ, okay.
When they say, like, the difference from times of like, man, these hoopers couldn't fuck with the hoopers today couldn't fuck with the hoopers back in the day. Like, man, that's cap, man. Y'all couldn't handle a Jerry West. Yeah. How the hell can you handle a Steph Curry? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's cap. It's the game is so evolved now. Like, Steph Curry, they talk about Steph Curry couldn't play back in the day. He couldn't be able to come in the paint. He don't need to.
He don't need to.
You like playing with an old Wilt, and you got
so one on one him and Magic. You think will win?
Shit, I mean, Magic long, though. Magic. Some good D going to be played on Steph, but
that's hard
once he put him on the Allen, man, it's kind of hard to guard. Man, I've seen games where I'm like, man, they got to miss game. Even if it ain't my team, they got to miss game.
Ain't no screens that run off in a one-on-one game.
It ain't.
But Magic's long.
I'm just saying.
Unlimited dribbles or three dribbles?
Unlimited dribbles.
That's a
Steph. I got Steph.
He's going to break him on down.
He's going to fuck him up.
Yeah, I mean, it's just different, man. Like,
and I'm going to give you this. You know, all the other greats, Kobe, Jordan, the game has changed so much. The game has changed so much that back in the day, Jordan, maybe Kobe, you know, the best player, they could take a break on defense because two or three of these niggas couldn't shoot. These ain't no buckets. These is out here. Rrr, they want to.
Now you got people like Brooke Lopez. Yeah,
everybody can get a bucket. Ain't no off, you know what I mean?
It ain't no off plays this year.
We was talking about this at in the barbershop one day. We was talking about Shaq playing in today's time. Like,
dude was
like, I said that he would be great.
But
Orlando Shaq, yeah. I think any Shaq is going to get his, especially on offense. But I think the point you just made about, or you just made about everybody can shoot a little bit. Once you get a player like for Kristoff that's going to sit in the corner, now you got to worry about the corner. You can't guard the paint. You know what I'm saying? So I think a nigga like Shaq though could play any over. He's a savage. Like that's you'll never see another Shaq.
You gonna have Victor, what's his name, Wimp, something like that.
Yeah, Indiana.
You got him on Shaq. Man, Shaq is gonna kill
fuck
him.
No. I don't think he's gonna make it past the first half with a Laker Shaq.
Nah.
350.
400. He was like 400 pounds.
Come on, dog.
He's big as hell. Yeah.
You see how he did the white dude when he dunked on him and pushed him?
Yeah. Like, but nowadays, you do that, you get ejected.
Oh, man. You can't even, bro, that's what I'm saying, man. I kind of hate watching the game now, man, because it's like your boy that played for the Timberwolves, Anthony Edwards. Like, come on. How can you not scream off the dunks that he do?
Right.
He dunking on niggas for real.
Yeah.
And he can't get tech. Oh, no. What?
They used to, man.
What are they trying to do?
I don't know what they're trying to do.
Randy Moss would have really been a broke-ass nigga in these days and times for the NFL.
You see, they trying to compare Tyreek Hill to Randy Moss.
No, there's no other nigga like Randy Moss. There's 100 fast motherfuckers that we done seen in the league. Tyreek Hill is a fast dude, but DeSean Jackson was fast as fuck.
He was. And you know what it is? You can go across that middle now without getting your head taken the fuck off. So he can run all his routes. Yeah, he can run all his routes because he ain't going to get his head. You know what I mean? Ross
but you got a 6'4 ass nigga like T-Mac, 6'5, come across the middle with a blur, boom, and he gone because he's so fast. You know what I'm saying? But I get making the game safer, but that's like going into boxing and saying like, you can't hit in the nose. Watch the uppercuts. Like, come on, man. We signed up for this shit. Like, man, you know what you signed up for from day one, peewee year. You know what you signing up for. If you come back after your peewee year.
Yeah. You know what it is.
You know what the fuck it is.
I quit
after peewee.
You didn't?
Yeah.
That's why he's so good at ball.
I hit somebody so hard and the chin strap hit my throat.
Oh, man.
Fuck that.
The chin strap hit your throat?
He's like, I delivered the hit and still get hurt.
Yeah, fuck that.
Who'd you play for?
I played for IVU.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. That's a bad motherfucker.
And then we played against the Yellow Jackets. They was like, it was a play where I had to run up the middle. They had all these big people. I'm like, bro, y'all got me fucked up.
Yeah.
So I hurry up and planted and took off to the right. He was like, what are you doing? I was like, y'all run up
the middle. First time to play.
Yeah, they crazy.
So, like, give us your top five, like, if you of all time, your top five basketball of all time.
It got to be in order or just any top five?
Any top five.
I got Allen Iverson. Let's see. Who else? I got to put LeBron and Kobe on there.
Thanks.
Let's see. Jordan's not on there.
Not in your top five?
He's not.
That's your top five. Okay.
I got Shaq.
That's your top five? Okay.
Let's see who else was cold. Let's see. Damn. Besides Shaq, I don't even know the fifth one. I had to put Kevin Garnett on there.
Okay. I fuck with KG, bro.
I fuck with KG.
He's different. That's
nice. He's still different. You see, even his interviews and shit just be different. You know why he always saying Lord? Because he's a real vice lord.
I believe it.
I think they should make a movie on KG because he told a story one time that when he, you know what I'm saying? I forgot where he said he grew up at. Tripping, dog.
Chicago.
Chicago.
Well, he grew up in South Carolina, but he got into some trouble. They put him up to Chicago.
And he said that somebody that was like, you know, top drug dealer, gangster niggas,
yeah,
that would get him and take him to each hood. Like,
that was nigga, Chicago, hey, yeah.
This nigga kill anybody out here, you know what I'm saying, for I bread. Like,
he's different.
Totally
he
different.
He just got that motor. I play with, like, I like playing with Chicago, though, like, yeah, with Chicago people, because I went to JUCO with a lot of Chicago people. Mm-hmm. They talk shit, and yeah, that's going to make you play. I feel like JUCO, it'll make you and break you.
What do you mean by that?
Like, JUCO, you don't get the, like, experience with universities. Mm-hmm. So you basically got to come up with your own money. If you don't get Pell Grant, the dorms is horrible.
Really?
The campus, yeah, is small.
You're strictly there to, yeah, make a grade and play. But that's why I told people.
What you mean by horrible? Like, they like the projects type shit?
Nah, yeah, it's, we in the middle of the country.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's country. Like, the nearest Walmart was 25 minutes away.
Oh, wow.
This is what I was telling people the other day, though. When people were saying, ah, Louisville, or look at all these teams that have been competing. That's D2, D3, and, you know what I'm saying, JUCO and all that. People got to think now, there's so many hoopers that's, yeah, good. They willing to go anywhere to play. And just so happen, you can get a U of L on your schedule, uh-huh, a Duke on your schedule. And even if you lose, but you got 30, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Shit.
I had a dude. His name's Levi. He was my roommate. He was 7 foot. And he went to DePaul, and then he went to Marshall. Then he came to JUCO with us. He was killing. It was one day in practice, we was ready to fight.
Really?
We was roommates, yeah.
You had a fight over?
Yeah.
Went over a girl, was it?
Nah, hell nah. I never fight nobody over no girl. Nah, it was just some competitive stuff. Like, it was these two D1 coaches there. We was being competitors.
Yeah.
And, like, I scored. I was like, I'm weak as fuck. He came back, scored. He was like, you weak, bitch. I'm like, all right. So I come back again, score, and I threw the ball at him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm running down the court. I feel him throw the ball back in my back, and I seen him trying to rush me. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, it's go time.
Yeah. So, and then my teammate JT, he grabbed me, and then Levi was like, we in the same room. I'm going to catch you. I'm like, ah, oh, fuck. This nigga is 7 foot. I'm small as hell. I went all the way to Walmart and got a pellet gun. I was like, he run up on me, I'm gonna fuck him up.
Oh, man.
Nah, I fuck with Levi, though. That's my dog, though. But yeah, nah, he would have ran up on me.
Is he still hooping?
Nah, I don't think so.
Okay, so I'm gonna go back. So, hooping niggas got their way with the girls. You're not an ugly guy.
Yeah, yeah.
So, have you ever, a nigga came and called you crying, hey, man, leave my bitch alone. Quit blazing.
I done got some calls like that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Man, text me about no bitch.
So, how you kind of shake it on off you?
I just be like, bro, what are you texting me for? Text
uh-huh.
her.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Don't check
what I can do for you, man. I always say that, though, bro. Niggas is going to just get in where they fit in. I have nothing to say to you, my nigga, unless you, like, blatantly disrespected my crib or something. Like, I might throw something. And, you know what I'm saying? You might get a, you know, you going to catch something.
Yeah.
You in the crib, nigga. It's pictures of me and shit, nigga.
Yeah.
Nah. That's OD, though. If a nigga, you know, a nigga's bed,
that's
OD.
As you asking for it, ain't you?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? But that's about it.
If your girl's just, like, trying to fuck with me and I don't even know she dates you, that's on you. Don't text me about her. Text her.
Yeah, 99% of beef, bro, goes back to motherfucking
females.
Goes back to a woman.
Pac said that shit. You seen that clip of Pac?
Yeah,
he said bitches get horny, niggas get shot.
I ain't killing no nigga with no girl.
Nah,
it's never, bro.
It's never that serious.
Never.
Nah, man.
They crazy as hell.
The number one thing about it is, man, motherfuckers is gonna do what they want, man.
Yeah, like,
motherfuckers ain't gonna, unless you really marrying somebody now, bro. The motherfuckers liable to do whatever they want to you, like. You're not tied down. There's a difference between, and men and women be giving the opposite sex too much leeway. You feel me? If I'm not married to you, bitch, I'm not doing certain
like,
shit.
Like, I seen a little interview with G. He was like, females want a daddy instead of a boyfriend. I felt that.
They really on my soul,
they
bro.
They really do want a daddy.
Like, they do.
I'm not your daddy. I'm not going to pay your bills. We're not married.
It's over. It's over. Why am I doing this shit for? I didn't got to do this. Like, baby,
listen.
I'm minding my business chilling. I didn't ask to be here. Yeah. You been here a couple nights after Monday, and it's Christmas time. I just got into it with a, it's Christmas time, and you, well, you ain't got to text me back. You ain't got to answer my fucking, hey, what you doing, baby?
This girl texted me the other day.
What you been doing all year?
Right. Before you met me, what was you doing to pay your bills? Why you stopped doing that when I come around?
You say a girl texted you the other day. What?
Yeah, she texted me the other day. Can you buy these shoes for me?
What?
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, man, you are not my girl.
Man, I don't know what it is. I thought it was me for a minute. I'm looking at myself. I'm like, damn, they keep coming to me. Then I hear like different little stories. I'm like, I guess that's the wave now. Like,
They beggars out here. It's not. I ain't gonna say every girl is. Girls got
a lot respect. Of girls. A lot of females they be going to get it, but you got people. Period. That's just will. This rather for a motherfucker to take care of. Like I don't get it.
I got a question. Would y'all date a dancer?
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
It depends on what you mean by date. Like we could, as far as take serious and I could.
Like y'all live together and she go every night to go strip and come back home.
Yeah, like fucked up. Yeah, I'll fuck a stripper though.
Hey, I think we said this before. it's all based on the bag. If I meet you and I fuck with you and
ain't no way.
Damn, you end up I end up finding out like. What you do at night? You know what I'm saying? I'm a stripper, but damn, I already like you.
Yeah, man.
But it's like, how much she getting paid? She getting a little $400, $500 every time she go. That ain't nothing. But if we live in Houston and we live in a state where it's cracking, popping it, and she bring it home, shit.
Couple thousand. Yeah. Yeah, it's cool.
You know what I'm saying? I had a 20-band night, baby. Boosie was in there like, what?
Nah, I was fucking with a girl. I didn't even know she was a dancer. My little brother told me. He was like,
they trick. I mean, I don't even say they trick you.
I just think it's. Bro, I was really thinking she was going to work at night, like a CSA or CNA, whatever.
Yeah.
And my little brother called me. He was like, man, you know, she just got some stripping shoes today. I'm like, what? So I called her. She was like, I can't answer the service bed. I'm like, bitch, you didn't have to tell me. Like, you didn't have to lie. You could have just told me you was stripping.
Yeah,
I don't see. I can see myself laying in bed and nigga, she's getting her ass smacked on.
Yeah, like nah.
We could fuck around, maybe go out to eat, might hit her. You know, I'll be seen with you, but as far as trying to live with you and take you, you know, I couldn't do it, bro.
I don't knock no dancers though. Like the way y'all get y'all money is how y'all get y'all money, but don't think you ready to be doing all this and then come lay home with me. Like no.
So what if she tell you this? So what if she tell you she making great money, and you said shit? So how's the CNA life or whatever you do at night? I'm a dancer, but I'm only doing it because you know I go to school too. You know what I'm saying? I got a little shorty, you feel me? After school, this is a wrap. You know what I'm saying? She might be a boss, real boss bitch. Like,
you right,
to
right,
you
right.
on some shit like, hey, like, you ain't got nothing to worry about. It's strictly business. You can come with me.
Yeah, you know if you invite me, like, you can come up here and look yourself. I'm a guy. Right, I'm a pop-up
strictly
too.
Business.
I'm going to see what you're talking about.
I ain't going to laugh. My wife stripped. I'd be the first nigga to throw a band in that bitch.
Yeah.
Baddest bitch in here. Niggas gonna bite. I'm sitting in the back of the club.
Nah, for real. Nah, but not if you coming home. Oh, I made 400 tonight.
Nah. Bitch, lazy stripper.
Crazy as hell.
And you only go every so often. Nah, bitch.
Yeah, like, no.
I met a little chick like that and we was on some old, you know, I just dance at night. I'm going to school. You got one kid, but. About a week or two of this shit, like, you ain't getting no money. Yeah, you don't go to school. Man. You just waiting around to pop a pill, smoke some weed.
Yeah,
and,
like, that's just dead. And then you're getting sloppy drunk.
Yeah, here's like, what it is. Here's what fucked me up, because I ain't going to say too much on this. What you call it? But she'll call me, and she always used to call me for fronts. I'm like, you was dancing last night. You ain't got $17, like,
what
bitch.
You doing
with
your money?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I got to get this before I go dancing. You ain't got to say, well, I'm going to make it back at work if you can front it to me. All right. So you go dancing, same stick, like the same spiel. Like, damn, you just, I'm gonna make it back dancing. Nah, you a fucking bum, man. Yeah, like, she was just.
Now I have to take it back now. Something just popped in my head. All good dancers, niggas want to dance private. You have to think about that too. So,
yeah, I'm not.
She might be a $20,000 a week bitch, but every other Saturday, Rick Moon want her to come to the yacht party.
Yeah, nah, that's
with a hundred other niggas that got way more money than you.
That's bro, I ain't gonna say I'm insecure, bro, but like
that's a bad motherfucker.
Man, I was talking to this girl. She was dancing in Miami, and she was like, "Yeah, I think she was like money bag invited her to a private dance." And I just went and blocked her.
Yeah, it's over.
It's over.
See, it's she over. She posted that story in, with the stars in the ceiling.
Yeah, no, it's over.
Get you out of here. With the Rolls Royce in the back.
Yeah, let me get you out of here. I don't know, because it's a girl that I'll be fucking from time to time. And she knows she's a certified prostitute. She's a...
yeah.
Nigga, I'm not saying serious, though. She does her little massages, and she says she be giving hand jobs.
But... oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
No, you know, we're going to say it off camera, though. Bro, she's eating, though.
LeBron and Ben, he had a sprain.
yeah,
he had a sprain hamstring.
I know a couple people that have been there, though.
Yeah, bro, I'm like, she's eating, though. Man, she...
I mean, so...
doing well for myself.
Are we fucked up to say that... like, you know what I'm saying? A female won't fuck with a dude that sell...
No.
Oh, okay. That's right. That ain't drugs, no way.
Or a dude that's in the streets. That's kind of... You think it's kind of fucked up to be saying cool? Like, women women using they gifts for bread. Like, I ain't fucking with that. Bitch, you go to work. Real work.
I'm all for it. But she be... go ahead.
I mean, bro, if I could actually trust a female...
Right.
You see, that's straight. But once I start hearing... stories about you in the club and all that. I was cool. Like, I was cool with, I was dating this girl and she was a dancer. I was cool with it. Then I got to seeing her dancing on niggas on people's story and shit. I'm like,
damn, nah. <dog.
laughs> Oh, shit. I take it back. Nah, bitch. Sit down.
It's verbal, bro. And the girl be, she be FaceTiming me, telling her little stories and shit. But she got like a little, I ain't gonna say a main dude, but I ain't gonna say too much, but I'm not judging because I don't give a fuck. You're not like you right. say, I'm not trying to have no babies with you. I'm not trying to build nothing with you, but we cool, smoke a little weed, might go to a little comedy show. We link up, you know, probably, you know, get a little.
Dancers be
busy.
The coolest females.
Yeah,
though.
Cool as fuck.
Cool as fuck.
Hoes, period, be cool as fuck.
Yeah, hoes is the coolest people.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to sit and just talk to Sexy Red, smoke a blunt with her. Just kick it with her.
So, come across her.
Fuck Sexy. I can't stay. Make my ass itch, bro. So, who's the baddest dancer in the city? If you want to answer,
let's see.
Don't say the wrong one. I heard you.
she don't dance her no more. Her name's like Candy. She's like a little Hispanic girl.
Mm.
It was my first time going to strip club. I fell in love.
Really?
I was like 18.
Ain't nothing wrong with it, bro.
I was I think it was Wild Horse.
Uh huh. Yeah. So you fell in love. It'd be like
it. Yeah, I was young too. My little money was gone fast.
Damn.
I was with D Mike. You know who D Mike is?
EST?
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I was with him. He took me. We was on my birthday.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn. I threw all my money. He's like, well, bro, you not supposed to be doing that. I'm mm-hmm. like, it's my first time.
He's
like damn,
I'm thinking
I spent
she gonna
it
come
all on girl.
What year was this?
Damn, this was, I think it's 2019.
He said, I threw all my money.
Wild Horse, like 2015, 2016. Well, that was a club, buddy. It was hours.
Well, I think it was exclusive. Yeah, it was exclusive. The one across the street, mm-hmm. down the street on 7th Street. It was there. It was there.
The only strip club I wanted to go to was Fats, and they closed it down.
But I'm telling you, that was Wild Horse. It was really wild, bro. You could fuck, dance, you everything. It was no holds barring it, motherfucker, bro.
I'm going to tell you this.
$75. I seen niggas go to that room up. It was like, damn, bro, what the fuck you doing?
It was like in Puerto Rico, though.
It was?
I went in Puerto Rico. I went to a strip club. You know, they all got their bodies done and shit.
Yeah.
I got a private dance and shit. And then she was like, $150, you can use a condom. I'm like, what? I didn't understand what she was saying. But then she put me up on game. I'm like, damn. I was like,
did
nah.
You get
it?
Huh?
I was like, nah. Cause ain't no telling how many other niggas she done let do that.
Yeah, right. Nice.
That's why she said you can use a condom.
Yeah, I'm straight.
You the 10th one today, man. You the 10th one.
Probably.
I never went upstairs either. Like, but at after hours, man, gambling, smoke weed, man, it was crazy. Niggas were nigga over in the corner, not even hiding, bro, selling whatever. It was the good old days.
Wild Horse used to be all right, though. I used to always go.
And I ain't never been in none of them. I've been in.
You never.
I went in the dollhouse one time after I graduated and seen all the bitches that we graduated with.
I see that too.
Hell no, you know, damn. You know, then we go out of town or something, I would like to go, but man, it's just something. That shit don't excite me. Because, like, I'm like you, bro. I might fall in love and this bitch ain't no way she coming home.
Ain't no
if
way.
I'm gonna trick out some money, I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm just gonna go and give buy me some pussy.
Yes.
I'm not spending $100, $150
to get see
teased.
You dance. No.
I ain't gonna lie. Just to see you dance on me when I can go.
Yeah.
List crawlers and
third time. Hey, the next episode is gonna be a list crawler episode.
Bro, a nigga hitting me, bro.
This month.
Out of nowhere, bro. And I had my car on the damn going through the speakers. I had my niece with me, man. I answered the phone. I'm thinking, because you usually call me about some sports betting. I answered the phone, bleak. Hey, man, I want to come on the podcast and talk about buying pussy. I got my little niece and kids with me. I almost wrecked my car trying to cut that shit off. Oh, man. So he said, me and Westside, we'll have a good episode. I got some story pussies.
Nah, y'all need Will back over here.
Bro, I'm like, bro. I said, that's cool, bro. Let me call you. I got my niece with me, man. That's all I want to say. You ain't got to call me back. I said, damn, this... You gotta give me a precursor or something, man. He was just straight. I don't know, man.
Man,
oldest profession in the book.
I'm gonna tell you something, bro. If I was a pimp, I think that would be the best profession for me, man.
What's that, pimping?
Yeah, because like I wouldn't be beating on them. Like, you know what I'm saying? We in this together.
We don't condone domestic violence.
Unity, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a different game when you can persuade somebody to sell their body and y'all straight. Yeah.
I had a girl in college when I went to Georgetown. She was a dancer. She danced in Lexington. She'll come over after she danced every night. She'll be like, "Here, you help me count this. You feel me? I'll break you off something." So we count all night. She might throw me $200.
She was making bank then.
Nah, yeah, she was making money.
So okay.
Where she at now?
I don't talk to her no more.
You don't follow on nothing?
Nah.
Well, that's going back to what we said, though. If you had a chick that came home every night, wasn't even know, like, she ain't sloppy drunk. She don't do drugs. She just strictly go, boom, help me count it. Boom, help me count it. Like, shit. As soon as I get done with school, I'm done with this. Me and you going to get married.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. But
I better not hear one story about you and that motherfucker. I better not see you on nobody's page or nothing.
This don't
my thing
do
is, though.
If you let them do the private, you never know. This nigga might look. I got two. I paid you $1,000.
She did, like, a little private room. She was like, he's like, give me $1,500. Go ahead. What the fuck?
Because I think once, you know, that nigga get the porn and nigga getting a dance, just, you know, his shit going to pop up. She get the feeling on that. Hey, baby, I'll give you an extra $500-$600 if you let me stick. Ain't too many females turning it down, bro. And that's my thing.
That's why it'd be hard for me to fuck with a stripper, because I know, like, in a private room, what I'd be thinking.
Yeah.
So I'm like, one of these bitches don't crack. Like, you feel me? Like, yeah. I just couldn't do it.
And I think I'm too cheap to just go to the strip club all the time. Like, bitch.
Yeah, me too. I'm not wasting money.
I'm not about to throw no money at you every night, bitch.
When I
get, I'm the nigga at the strip club. I'm in the cup. I'm in the cut. I might break a 20 or maybe a two, $40, but I'm getting a drink. Before green light got shut down, you know, I'm back here smoking. You know what I mean? I'm smoking my little weed or whatnot. I'm not.
So you ever cracked something straight after the strip club? Like, what you doing after this?
Yeah, but I didn't meet her in the strip club, but, like, okay. I got a story about the wild horse. Like, I was supposed to, I'm going to go in here and dance. But she ain't went dancing like that. It was like her first or second night. But I ain't going to say I love that girl, but I love, she had a hustle, but she said, I'm going to go in here and dance. Whoop-de-whoop. So in the strip club, you got to meet a tip out. So you got to, and whatever, it's like $75, $50, you know. So the nigga so fucked up and foul, like, I ain't going to say his name on her. She wouldn't let him leave, bro. I'm like, what? Oh. So she called him back like an hour later. She said, I ain't really feeling it. Could you come get me? So I'm in the park. I'm like, where the fuck you at? Come in here. They trying to jump me. Woo, woo, woo.
Whoa.
I'm telling you, bro, if shit with him left, so nigga, I grabbed my gun. Like, that was my bitch. Like, yeah. She called me screaming, crying, bro. Like, so I grabbed my piece, bro. I go in the place.
No,
I ain't got it out, strap. Though. Nah, I ain't. I got the strap, because I got the Glock on me.
I know my nigga was gangster like that.
The 45, the big gun. I had eight shots, but I was going to make them motherfuckers count. So she called me, like, come in here. Ooh, they not letting me leave. So I come in there. Nigga tried to pat me down. I pushed that nigga. He, you know, he was like a little drunk at the door. So I pushed that nigga. So she's in there, like, and like the nigga that was running at the time, like, I guess two or three security guards, like, they had us surrounded, like, type shit. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Woo woo woo. Oh, man, she owed me money. Woo woo woo. She got to pay me my tip. I'm like, she only been here for an hour, bro. What the fuck you talking about? So he said it was $50, whatever it was. So I took it and smushed it in his face. He said, nigga, I should kill you in here. I said, nigga.
Was you drunk?
I wasn't drunk. I was sober as shit. I was high. But I wasn't drunk. I ain't really a big drinker, so I wouldn't have been drunk. I was high, though. But yeah, man, that shit could have been, I could have. And I don't even fuck that bitch no more. I've been independent. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's how quick shit can go left, though.
I'm good.
Over
though.
Some, and it wasn't even like over no bitch, though, but it was my, you know what I mean? I wasn't fucking with for about a year, but,
yeah.
But you know, this shit can go like that. You know, shit could have went do. Guns could have got John. I'd be in the fucking box. I'd be in the dick. You know what I mean? Real that's tough. How quick shit can go left or right. So I understand, but then again, I don't. But yeah, that's my little stripper story. The Wild Horse, like, he was a foul. Damn. He was pimping them bitches. He's a foul ass nigga, bro. I'll tell you when it's over. He got shot too in his head, like.
Damn, he died?
No, he didn't get died. Off to some shit like fucking with some niggas' girls. Like, he was a foul nigga, bro. Like, damn, if you want to work here, you got to suck a dick. You got to.
Damn.
Yeah, he was a foul ass nigga, bro. Like,
I want to open up a strip club. I have a dope ass strip club, man.
Uh-huh.
I have a dope. But, hey, I remember before we was talking, you said that you had a trial. Man, who you got a trial for?
A team called Red Dragons for Thailand.
Okay.
Yeah. You going to get in that overseas bag, man?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Man, hope my nigga gets his overseas bag, man. Hope my nigga gets his overseas bag.
They offer the right price, dude. Yeah. I'm going to go try out when they offer a price. I'm
man, gonna... you can kill some Thai niggas, man.
You going over there to try that?
Nah, it's in North Carolina.
Oh, okay, yeah, dude.
The owner of the team, he called me. He was like, man, if you make the team, he was like, don't blow your first track on the, it's a street, like a red light street.
I'm yeah, I've like, seen it, too. Yeah, passport, bro. Yeah.
Get them trainees and shit, too. You better watch that, man.
I'm like, man, what you talking about? He was like, it's a street where, like, in the window, it's all these naked women. You going to choose every one.
Yeah, I seen that.
What address is
that? I think I might go in there like Chris Tucker off Rush Hour.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was the funniest part. He said, yes, thank you. I'll take you. Yes. Yes.
Lovely. No, he told me that I was dead. That's just crazy.
So how you feel about the NIL, like, where you get out, like?
I wish I would have got one. Yeah, they did that right after I left school.
Really?
Because I was promoting nigga shit for free.
Uh-huh.
Like, if I would have known, I could have got paid for that shit. Like, it was straight.
My only thing with it is, like, I feel the same way about the weed. I love weed. I love niggas getting paid. But if you going to start paying people, you need to give people shit back. You need to give Reggie his Hasman back. And free the niggas just... That's yeah. in the jail for like, selling big weed. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I got a nigga that did 5 years flat for still weed? In the penitentiary for weed, bro.
Man, dog.
He was sending it through the mail and got
see what I'm
up.
Saying? Now it's legal. Niggas is just shipping it and picking it up.
They got basketball leagues in prison.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
My brother's in prison. He called me the other day. They played against Midway College.
Really? Yeah.
That dude from Midway called me. He's like, man, your brother's tough. He gave us 40. I'm like,
yeah, you know, you see the one
where jail, bro?
His name Darius Draper.
I don't remember him.
Right, that's older. Draper sounds familiar to me though.
I'm not sure.
But I seen a game. It was like the Warriors. They went to the prison to play
San
Rikers
Quentin.
War.
I ain't going to no San Quentin though. I ain't gonna lie.
The Warriors, the staff and like the practice squad. Faces the prison. It was one nigga out there. Cold. What was his?
The prison.
They called him NBA.
They beat
him.
They beat him. The prison niggas.
Yeah,
beat
they
him.
Did.
Yeah.
So
man, I ain't gonna lie. Jail. Oh yeah, man. He looks familiar, man. It looks familiar. But jail now, man, I ain't going to lie, man. Don't let another PPP something come around because jail don't seem
time.
Too bad right
bro,
now.
Bro, bring back COVID, bro. I was at home. COVID getting.
Niggas going live on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok from the pen. Niggas is hooping.
Nah, real talk.
Brother said they got leagues. If I could call
if
my
if you
wife,
go to jail, though. Niggas ain't going out
to
PPP.
Go to jail.
Man, hey.
Where can they find you at, though, bro? On Instagram, where can they find you?
King Chucky 3.
King Chucky 3?
Yeah.
Straight out like it?
Yep. All together.
So I'm going to ask you this, though. Who do you want to see on? You said bring back Will, but besides Will, who do you want to see on there? But you got to be able to make that call or make that text. Like, hey, come to the Big and Lazy podcast.
Yeah.
Let's see. I really want to see David on her. Because he got overseas stories.
Uh-huh.
But if y'all want like somebody funny, y'all gotta get 20-second Uncle here.
20-second Uncle.
He's funny as fuck.
Yeah, make it colorful. He's hilarious, bro.
Yeah, he is.
I'm gonna hit him up after this, bro. He's funny as fuck.
Man,
he did the cellophane challenge too, and it cut up. I just snorted a perk off my eye.
Bro,
yeah.
Like, what the fuck? That fucked me up. Cause like I was at work and I had the motherfucker turned all the way up and he was like snorting Roxy's off the iPhone.
Yeah.
Like, oh, shit. Yeah, nah, he's funny as fuck, though.
That's what's up, man. I'm happy you came on, man. You know, because we usually get niggas almost older than us sometimes. Like people, you know, some people been, yeah, you know, but
we trying to tap in with the youth, man.
Man, yeah. Just your insight, bro. And you had a good conversation, bro. We would love to have you come back too, especially once you find out what happens with the Thailand joint.
Hold on. You ever seen somebody? You ever seen one of these? I mostly hear chicks doing it. You ever seen a chick snort some pills or something? That's some wild shit, ain't it?
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck?
I seen a girl snort something, and I didn't know what it was, but it was in the studio. She was with the producer.
Bruh, I got a story. But go.
No, it wasn't.
So a chick I've been talking to, I ain't say, she's more my friend. But long story short, she called me like, you want a drink? And it was a Friday night. I'm going to do a thing. She said, I'm down here, so we chilling. I brought the weed, and she take me to the store, and, you know, we bought a little drink. I forgot the little drink we got. Nigga, she pulled out a bottle of pills, like a little acid bottle. I said, what the fuck is that? She said, oh, these are my blues. These are my 30s. I said, where'd you get them at? She said she got them from the corner store, bro. I'm like, you know those are fake. Bruh, she looked at me square in my face, bro. She said, I know they fake. That's why I only take little bits and pieces so they won't kill me. Man. Bruh, I said, wow. Fuck. And this is my first time and first and last time seeing somebody play with their nose, bro. No lie, bro. She just kind of laid back on the couch, bro, and like, she does not, like, say the TV's right there. Like, she's looking at me and the TV in the same voice, but she's kind of looking on the TV, like, looking past me type shit. And she just, not even looking down, bro. She take the pill out, crushes, has it out. She had, like, a little dollar that made, like, a little cup. She just looking like, you know what I mean? Rolled a little dollar up and just, I'm like, wow. I mean,
I got to go. See
you. Yeah, I got to go. She called, what are you doing? Man. She said, just give me 5 minutes and... I'll be real horny in 5 minutes. I said, oh, bitch.
Did you do it?
I'm out, bro. I broke my fucking legs for getting out that goddamn. Like Scooby-Doo.
Rick Ross would have been like,
nah, bro. He's
calling her champagne.
P. Diddy. He's going P. Diddy. Oh, well, man. Right now.
I think he should go on and they going to fry that boy.
Hey, surviving P. Diddy's going to be crazy.
Hey, man.
I was with her. I seeing black men get destroyed and shit. That's never been my MO, but I can't stand Puff Daddy, bro.
But put it like this. If they got unk, get all these niggas.
You see the little
Free R. Kelly, man.
Just had, Aubrey?
Huh?
At Freestyle Mace, he was on stage.
Oh, yeah, I seen it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, see, Mace got a whole nother freestyle from a few years ago where he really fucked Diddy up. Like, you feel me? But, like I said, they won't lock R. Kelly up for some shit they should have been locked unk up for. Lock all these niggas up, Bill.
They did R. Kelly bad.
They did, man.
They did, bro.
I feel like if y'all gonna lock a nigga like R. Kelly up, y'all should have locked the nigga up.
Then y'all gave Bill Cosby less time than R. Kelly, and he was drugging bitches. R. Kelly was just.
They should have locked R. Kelly up when he did Trapped in the Closet.
R. Kelly didn't get. Bill Cosby didn't get no.
Yeah, crazy motherfucker.
He's a crazy motherfucker.
That was wild.
But Bill didn't get no time.
He didn't.
He was like. He didn't get no time. He dismissed all his charges.
And when we was young niggas, I remember going to my uncle's room and pressing play on the VCR just to press play on it, and the TV cut on. It's R. Kelly. Everybody seen the tape. That shit
That's
was
crazy,
the barbershop.
Bro.
Y'all let the nigga off then.
Niggas,
y'all lock him up now.
R. Kelly's on tape nothing. Fucking a young girl. I want to see it.
Come on,
times have changed, bro.
Come on,
that's
man.
Fucked up, ain't it?
Come
I
on,
remember
man.
They put me, my put our kids, go outside. I seen them pull the tape out. Y'all 5, 6 Sam adults in here gathered around by this fucking
and jam. Listen, he beat it. So my
beat
thing
it,
is
bro.
You come back, you got people saying, yeah, I took him to meet the little girl. Lock him up. Yeah,
yes.
I came on the bus when he was fucking Aaliyah. Lock her up. Come on, y'all just lock this nigga up. So Diddy, my nigga.
You're out of here.
Unless you trying to fuck with us with Revoke.
Yeah.
Y'all just seen Charleston White get beat up yesterday.
He ain't get beat. That's my nigga too. they can't touch this nigga. They said they slapped the nigga when he was laying in the barbershop getting a haircut with the gun. Nothing's on his face.
No, I don't believe that shit.
I think that was staged too,
but I think that was staged last night because come on, man. How's a nigga? You got the ups on a nigga in your city and you don't touch this nigga. He leaves his
though,
money, his golds, his grill. You know what I'm saying?
I think he fell off the stage when, like, dude tackling. I think he fell off the stage and probably got up, took out running. Cause you
let's keep it real.
Him.
He smacked the nigga with the plant and the mic.
Nah, yeah, I know that shit hurt. The mic.
Bing.
You heard that motherfucker. I was like, oh.
My thing is, he didn't lose nothing. He didn't lose no money. You don't know nothing.
He might fuck around and press charges.
That's what I said. I said he just won again. That's a lawsuit. Mm. Y'all rushed.
Hey, before we get out of here though, bro, it's the Big and Lazy Podcast, as you know, and you already be tuned in. So you gotta give us something good to eat and something good to watch.
Shit, something good to eat, like a restaurant or something.
Man, turn us on, man.
Cousin, whatever. Yeah. Whatever you like to eat.
I ain't gonna lie, I'll be buying females plates.
Yeah, me too.
Like Jazz Blanca on Instagram. She be cooking.
Check her out.
I'll
be
buying check her out.
She's selling plates right now.
Okay.
And a good show to watch. I ain't gonna lie, I'll be watching probably Power.
Yeah.
But I ain't gonna I've been watching My Name is Earl.
That's hilarious.
My Name is Earl.
I gotta check it out.
But that shit funny as fuck.
I just watched a movie, Turn Y'all On, if y'all ain't seen it. I think Haywood said something about it though. The Strays.
Oh, that movie's funny.
Oh, that was on my ass.
Ah, yeah, that was hilarious, bro. That's a good movie, I watched that shit.
Jamie Foxx is the coldest nigga to ever do it.
I love Jamie.
Yeah, man. It's the most talented nigga in our generation, man.
Yeah.
Sing, dance. I mean, sing, act. Whatever you want, Jamie got you. Athlete.
I think the Django was the movie. Man, that was Django. Probably the best movie.
It was, man.
Bro, my favorite Jamie Foxx is the one with him and Tom Cruise. He's the cab driver. And he's taking Tom Cruise around to kill people.
Yeah,
Hitman movie. Called Collateral. Yeah, Collateral, yeah.
Yeah, that was a good movie. Had your girl in it.
Jada Pinkett.
Jada Pinkett.
I hate Jada Pinkett.
I hate her.
You want to know one of my...
fucking
I ain't going to say low budget, but one of my lower movies that people, you know, make when in the beginning, Bait.
I ain't seen
Bait. He did Bait.
That.
Yeah, when they put a wire in his mouth.
And everything he say.
Mike Epps is in it.
That movie's sick.
I got to check it out. Before we get out of here, though, you want to say something to the... you want to shout somebody out or give... You know, what you got, a message for the youth or whatever you want to do, man.
Yeah, message for the youth. Stay in your own lane. Don't try to fit in with nobody.
That's the caption.
No matter what.
That's
stay in your lane. Man. Don't try to fit in. Know your role.
I got one more question for you. Like, what is one of your biggest regrets hooping? Like, what is one of your, like, damn, I should have did this. Like, hindsight is always 20/20 looking back. What is your biggest regrets hooping? Like,
I think my biggest regret was turning down these D1 schools and went to a D2 school. Mm-hmm. Like I had a couple of D1 offers out of JUCO, but I ended up going to a D2 school because the cost of attendance check was more. Like I had a team in Buffalo, New York.
Really?
Kinesis. Mm-hmm. It was a D1 team.
Ah, wow.
They blew me because the dude was trying to flirt with my mama the whole time. And I'm like, nah.
Yeah,
I was really getting mad for real.
Yeah,
that's why he lost me. So if you ever watching this, you wonder that's why.
Keep it professional, man. They tell me all the time because they call me the smut of the podcast. Well, he's really the smut when he get off at Molly. Look at his cup. He got that Molly in his cup. He don't ever take his cup, man. His cup. See, it ain't Alka-Seltzer. You see his shit balling. I just fucking
whatever I'm drinking, he gave me.
Yeah. But but keep it professional, man.
Yes,
and that's
sir.
It.
Stay in your lane, like my boy just said. Man, we out, man. Yeah.
With vultures, trapped in my ways when I'm gonna overcome the bullshit. Never been a sucker, bitch, you caught up in the mix. We'll be the last ones left, like Pac said in 96. Got a shady ass past, but I'm not Eminem. I'm in room D12 with a honey and a friend. These niggas in the way, light bread, no talent. And bitch, I'm in my bag, everything I drop proper. Been missing for a while, I can probably use a doctor. And motherfuck the law, free my brother out them walls. Yeah, they told me that I'm booked, I'm just waiting on my flight. What a time to be alive.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network.
Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls Podcast as well as Big and Lazy Podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support and keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirmed Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirmed and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirmed.